A couple more. Social phobia. Social phobia is a marked, persistent fear of one or more social or performance situations in which the person is exposed to unfamiliar people or to possible scrutiny. It's a fear of humiliation, a fear of criticalness, and a fear of scrutiny. The individual fears that he or she will act in a way or show their anxiety symptoms, sweat, turn red in the face, that will be humiliating or embarrassing to them. They may stutter, and so they avoid social situations because being in a social situation, since they haven't learned to overcome their inadequacies or what they feel inept at, they will inevitably trip up or make a mistake, and that would be embarrassing. So they have a fair amount of anxiety. And you know that if you're working with a person like that, until you can role play enough or get them to practice in relatively safe, not too threatening ways, their social skills, they can't, until they practice a lot, go out in the world with greater confidence. It's the same exposure we do for people when they're afraid of airplanes, and we need to continue to expose them to airplanes. You do that in conjunction with progressive relaxation, because when it comes to anxiety, you can't have anxiety physically in your body and be relaxed at the same time. So the reason we train people to do progressive relaxation or biofeedback and learn to, on instant with a thought, hypnotize themselves or relax their muscles is because when they're about to face that plane or that cocktail party, if they rehearse that relaxation and they do it before they go in, it way lessens the chances of their having their anxiety symptoms while they practice. So, you know, when we're working with kids and teenagers, we do role-playing in groups. We find out what they're afraid of, and we get them to role-play it in the group. You know, ordering a pizza, calling up a friend.